Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, Simen Resh Nun Hei. Mitzvah Shem will start and complete this simen today, a nice self-contained simen. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Ein Osin Medura Me'etzim Somach L'Chashecha. A person is not allowed to make a flame, a torch, a large flame, right near Shabbos, right before Shabbos starts, unless unless you make sure that the fire has fully started in all of the pieces of firewood, so that the fire will continue to go on its own, and you won't have to stoke it in any way, without the addition of adding any additional twigs or any other firewood to make sure that the fire is well stoked. And if it's only a single log that you have in this medura, in this torch, in this flame, when you're dealing with a single piece of firewood over here, you have to make sure that the majority of this log has caught fire, most of its thickness, and most of its circumference. And if in fact none of these conditions that we just said are met, you're not allowed to use this fire on Shabbos. The Mechaber explains, Gezeiro, we are concerned over here. The rabbis instituted therefore a decree, you may come to stoke this fire, and you move the firewood, that the flame should go in and catch better, and this of course is not permitted on Shabbos. Now let's look at the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph explains, V'hu adin, the same halacha applies in Rotsa Lahat, Oz HaTaner Shul Beis HaChorif. The same halacha applies if you want to go and fire up over here the furnace over here. Namei Dino Kimdur, it has the same halachic status, their furnaces, as a big, large conflagration, a big flame. Elohim Ken HaTaner Tuach Betit, unless the furnace over there is sealed with clay that you can't get to it, there's no concern, Shami Yachata, you come to adjust it, in that situation, the Oz Shari, then it would be permissible as he brings down the name of Tosefes Shabbos. Umashma, further we see from here, that if there is enough time for the flame to have caught before Shabbos starts, then shaper dummy, then it's perfectly permissible, af bitanur she'enu tuach betit, even if the furnace over here is not totally enclosed and sealed in with clay, we're not concerned that you'll come to adjust it, since it was enough time before Shabbos for the fire to have fully caught. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, "Mikol Mokum Nir Li." It appears to me, however, the lechatchila, it would be optimal and best lechatchila. Nochon, a person should properly limnoa mehesek somuch lechashecha af biofen zeh. You should not do this right before Shabbos starts, even if there's enough time for the entire fire to have caught properly. Elo yira shia af gemara hesek b'chol. But you should make sure that, in fact, all of the firewood has caught while it's still Friday. The matzihu, because it's very common, because very frequently will happen that there are some of these firebrands that haven't fully caught fire that are left in the furnace, and since you're going to have to rekindle the fire and add new firewood to it with a non-Jewish person on Shabbos in the cold places where it's necessary to do so, they're going to have to go and take out these firebrands that haven't fully burned, and they'll have to put them out. Because otherwise the furnace will get cold. Until they wait till these firebrands are all burned up, the furnace will get cold, the house will get cold, and that's not acceptable. And if you don't make sure that all of these things have caught well with the fire beforehand, some of them will not catch well, and therefore you'll be forced into a situation where with the Eved, you have to have the non-Jewish person put them out before he can add the new fire into the firewood. And this is not comparable to the fact that we allow lechatchila a non-Jewish person to add firewood in the cold countries to this furnace on Shabbos. There you have absolutely no choice. Because all the firewood that you put in at the start of the Shabbos has now been burned up, and if you don't add more, you're going to freeze to death. Aval hocha, hari yochel lahasik mikodem. But here, you could have done something to prevent the fact that the non-Jewish person will have to take out these coals and put them out, these firewood that didn't fully burn. You could have prevented this by making sure that they've all been caught beforehand in lo shoya onus, unless, of course, something comes up, some extenuating circumstance or accident comes up that they didn't burn, even though they did catch, or they went out after they did catch. So then, of course, you would be allowed to go and have the non-Jewish person put them out. Dishah foot number one says, the reason why over here that the Chazal did not make a gezeira in general by the Medura if it did catch in the fire, as opposed to that they did make such a gezeira even if your fire is fully stoked before Shabbos, they did make that you have to have a blech. So why is it different by cooking than it is by heat? So he brings down over here from Rav Nissen Karo Lishlita, Shadavka B'Tavshil, when it regards to cooking, Yesh Lachos, you have to be concerned that you're going to come to adjust it because you want the Bishul to go faster. However, by the furnace heating up the house, that is not such a concern. Similarly, Dear Shifut number 2 brings down from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that our ovens today, our radiators today that provide heat, not cooking, he says, Kivan Shabishul Eno Nitzrach El Kedil Lachamim Boas Abayis, the Lolo Tzorach Hashimush Guf Hamayim, since even though they heat up water, your interest in a radiator system, for example, where the water is heated up and it provides heat through the steam or the water circulating, you're not interested in heating up the water. You're interested in the furnace providing heat for the house. And therefore, the rabbis did not make a gezeira in this situation like they did by heating up water or heating up food. He does bring down the Shevet HaLevi, however, disagrees in regards to these water heaters that can be adjusted. And he says, we're concerned over here, Yesh chashash, yigadl b'shabbos esmidah sheis, you may come to adjust it. So unless it has some sort of a blech on it, unless you're covering up the adjustments, he is concerned that you may come to adjust it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis writes that you are not allowed to do this unless all of the firewood has caught before Shabbos. The lav hochi, if not so, chayishinan, then we have to be concerned. Shem yachata v'yonid ha'etzim ishakachshat, that you come to move the fire that hasn't fully caught closer to other fire that has caught, and you may do this on Shabbos. Sifkat and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah said, you're only allowed to do this if all the firewood is caught, that it won't need to have additional twigs added. You won't have to tell anybody how they ate some dak and bring some little additional pieces of wood that will spur the fire to fully catch all the larger pieces of wood. As long as you won't have that concern, so then you're allowed to have started this on Erev Shabbos because all of the big pieces of firewood have caught. And if you're only dealing with a single piece, so the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Dalet, the large single block of wood, the single piece of firewood, has to have caught Berov Ovyo, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sheikanes Or Mibifnim Besoch Ovyo Adrubo, that it has to go inside the firewood, so to say, until it's caught most of it. And likewise, the outer circumference as well has to go and be majority of it fired up. Otherwise, you're not allowed to get an off from this. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Hey, Pirush, Afilu Hudluko Achakach Legamri, even if after the fact you didn't do this correctly, but on Shabbos it is all properly now caught. Ukamosha Kosa Besov Simen Reishnun Dalib Asosios Vitarmusin, as we've already explained in Simen Reishnun Dalib Asosios Vitarmusin, which Dear Shifut number 5 reminds us that we said over there that if they weren't fully cooked before Shabbos, then if you left them on there on Erev Shabbos, Bishogeg, they're Asurim Biachila. They call Sha'avar al Divrei Chazal, because in that situation, as well over here, you went against the words of Chazal, and therefore also Lehanos ad Motzei Shabbos, and therefore Chazal instituted a knas in that case by the beans and the lupines, as well as over here. If you didn't follow what Chazal said, they canceled you and said you can't get any benefit from it. The Mechaber continues and he says, however, ukishuhud l'ko kishir, if you did it properly, that it was fully caught on all the pieces of firewood before Shabbos starts, then yochol l'schamim kineg de b'Shabbos u'lishtamish li'ora, then you can go and heat yourself up next to this fire on Shabbos, and you can use the light from this fire on Shabbos, bein hu al gabi karka o al gabi menorah, whether this fire is on the ground or whether it's in some sort of a candelabra, in some sort of a utensil, v'afilu mi devarim she'en osim hem psilu l'Shabbos, and even if it's something that you wouldn't be allowed to make a light on Shabbos for a wick, because you may come to adjust it because it's not a good wick, nevertheless over here, the rabbis did not make such a gzeira. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Vav, ukishahud l'ko kishir, pirush mi bo jom, kodem Shabbos, means that most of the firewood had caught, and all of their concerns about you may come to adjust it don't exist. So then, Sifkat and Zayin, Yochol Ischami v'chule, you are allowed to use it. He brings down the Taz in Simen Ayin Reish Hei, Kosav. The Taz over there says, Mikol Mokom Yesh Li Zor Shlo Leishe B'somuch Etzol Zan V'su'udem. He says, nevertheless, the Taz is Machmir and says you shouldn't sit near the fire in this situation, next to some of the firebrands that are sticking out of the fire. Because as you see, they're not burning very well. You may come to push them in more towards the middle of the fire, and as a result, burn on Shabbos, which of course is not allowed to be done. The issue for number 7 brings down that our furnaces today, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman and from Yashid Bozatzal, are Shalo Asara Taz Lasos Kane Elabi Madura. The Taz is only restricting this on the Madura because you can come and push in the additional pieces of firewood that haven't fully caught and aren't burning well. That's not possible with our furnaces today, therefore there is no such concern. You can sit right next to the furnaces today. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Avodasa El Yerabba Vatosefes Shabbos Lo Chashin Lozeh. Even in their furnaces, the Tosefes Shabbos and the El Yerabba were not concerned like the Taz was that you may come to push in the extra little pieces of firewood that are sticking out. And they hold, Umutu Lishtames, Afilu B'Somach LaMedura O Atanur, that a person can sit next to the fire and not be concerned that he'll come to adjust those extra pieces of firewood and push them into the fire. Unless, in Lo B'Dovah Shetzorach Iyun Rav, unless it's something that you really are concentrating on, and if the light is not perfect, you will come to, by accident, adjust it. O Likros Kinegda, or if you're trying to read next to it, we require a decent amount of light. If the light isn't as good as you want, you may mistakenly not remember that it's Shabbos and push the firewood in to get a bigger light. Then we are concerned that you will come to adjust it. As we will see later on in Simon Ayin Reish Hei. Notice how we call it Ayin Reish Hei and not Reish Ayin Hei, because that spells out the word Ra, and Chazal were very careful not to say even things that are obviously okay to say, like Ra. Nevertheless, Chazal always try to keep a very clear and pure tone and language in all of their discussions. The issue footnote number 9 points out that when a person is normally reading with two people against the fire, there is no concern because they'll come to warn the other one if they see one is going to touch it. However, when it comes to a Madura like this, where people don't sit right next to each other, they sit around the fire, it's not so clear that that would happen. And therefore, Chazal instituted over here, even if more than one person is reading, that this concern still exists according to the Taz. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Ches writes, the Madura mitoch shehefsek rav kol echad mavir es chaveiro. When you're dealing over here with a big, large flame over here, we're not concerned over here that an individual type of firewood will not burn as well. A different type of wick over here will not burn as well, like we are with a wick in a candle, where it may not burn well, and you come to adjust it. Over here, it's such a large conflagration that we're not concerned that one wick will not burn as well as another wick. In other words, if the fire is really flamed up well, anything in it will burn, and we're not concerned you'll come to adjust the poorer burning items. Sif Beis, and the Chabad writes, Yesh Omim Shebebechomim. When you're dealing with coals over here as opposed to firewood, Afilu Lo Achaz Behem Ma'ur, even if the fire has not perfectly caught each of the coals, Elakoshu, just a little bit, Shari, it's not a problem over here. Mipnei Shehem Dokim Hochim, because coals, the nature of the coals is that they will catch fire. You don't have to adjust them. As opposed to the firewood, you do have to constantly tinker with the fire of a firewood flame as opposed to a coal flame. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Medura Shel Zephes, if you're dealing over here with a torch, a big flame, that is burning from pitch, from Zephes, or Vishal Gophris, from sulfur, or Vishal Kash, from straw, or Gavava, or stubble. In all of these materials, Afilu Lo Ochaz Behem Ha'ur El Akolshu, here, even if the flame only caught a little bit before Shabbos and hasn't fully engulfed the entire flammable item, Shari, it's permissible. Because as we'll see, these things tend to burn very well, and you don't have to worry that you come to adjust them. Likewise, v'chei medura shel konim, a flame that is made flammable over here from reeds, v'shel garini tmarim, or from the seeds of dates, kishehem mefuzarim. The first opinion has when these are spread out, they're not bundled together, either the reeds or the garini tmarim. Then it's okay because they will burn very well according to this first opinion. Aval, im hakonim agudos, but if these reeds are bound, v'hagarini basal, or if the pits over here of the tmarim are in some sort of a basket and they're all very tightly packed together, then you have to go and make sure that the fire has actually caught on the entire bundle or the entire basket over here of the garinim in order for it to be acceptable that you could use this on Shabbos, because otherwise we're concerned you'll come to adjust it. And others, however, bring down the Eishomim Behefech. Others say Pumfaker, it's the exact opposite. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tess. This is based upon the Gemara, Ayin in the Gemara, Duha Din, Shumon, Vishaiva. The same halacha applies over here to fats or to wax. The whole dovar, hanitoch, or anything that is able to be melted and uses a fire. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud, Shokashu Gevava. If you're using kash over here, what is kash? He says, Zanvei Shibolim, like the tails or the remnants over here of the grain. Ugevava, what does that mean? Shegovivim, it's called Gevava because it's gathered, Misoda Acher Haktzira. After the harvest has been done, so the stubble that remains behind, this is used as firewood. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Yud Aleph. So he brings down the two opinions over here. The first one said that when they are separate and not bundled together, then it's not a problem. The second opinion said, no, pum faket, it's when they're bundled together that it's not a problem. It's when they're separate, they are a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah explains over here. This is based, the reasoning of these two shittas is based upon the Gemara, the kivan she'ochaz behem ha'ur kitsas mi bo yom, that when the fire has caught this a little bit during the daytime, shuv heim dolkin me'alei, and they'll all be able to burn on their own. But according to this first opinion, when they are bundled together or in a basket together, the flame will be prevented from getting inside to some of them, and the ones on the inside or the ones on the other side will not be able to burn. And this is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah explains in the Shaar HaTzion, Osvav, that Rashi explains over there, the Mayri Begarin and Yevashim, we're talking here about very dried out pits of the dates. And likewise, the same thing applies to the reeds. We're talking about dried out, flammable types of reeds. The other opinion, the Dasa Yeshomim, the second opinion that's brought down, the Yeshomim Behethech, the exact opposite, Shu Dasa Rosh Vatur, that's the opinion of the Rosh and the Tur. Hu Lehifach, it's exactly the opposite. They say, the Rosh and the Tur, Gishem Mefuzarus, when they're spread out, Kolachas Ben Lotim Soas Chaverta, one is going to not catch flame from the other one, Levare, and it won't burn well. And they'll only slowly be extinguished and go out because they're not being flamed up from the one next to them because they're far apart. Therefore, you have to make sure that in that situation, the majority of this group of reeds or pits has in fact caught fire because one won't catch fire from the other. Therefore, you have to make sure that the majority of them have caught fire. As opposed to when they're all bundled together, and likewise, when they're all bundled together in this basket, so then they will easily catch fire one from the other, and therefore there is no concern that you'll come to adjust them. That concludes Simin Reish Nun Hei and today's Shir.